The best foreign news. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Of all the successful peace deals he has arranged, a Ukraine-Russia agreement seems to be the most elusive. President Trump describes himself as a little bit disappointed that Ukrainian President Zelensky has yet to review the revised U.S. brokered peace proposal.
His people love it, but he hasn't. Russia's fine with it. Russia, would rather have the whole country when you think of it. But Russia is, I believe, fine with it, but I'm not sure that Zelensky's fine with it. His people love it, but he hasn't read it.
That was as of last night. Today, Zelensky is in London for talks with British, German, and French allies, says the discussions will focus on security, air defense, and long-term funding. Russian forces continue attacking Ukraine with drone and missile strikes, killing at least four people on Sunday. Russian air defenses destroyed 67 Ukrainian drones overnight. We don't know if any Ukrainian drones did manage to hit their intended targets. An escalation of the conflict between the White House and the mainstream media.
President Trump has long derided news coverage he doesn't like as fake news, and he's filed multiple lawsuits against news organizations. Now his staff has established a hall of shame for journalists it finds guilty of media bias, and it's calling on everyday Americans to participate with their own examples of where they consider journalists to be unfair. The White House launched a web portal to spotlight bias and already flagged the Boston Globe, CBS News, and The Independent. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stock futures have been bouncing between small gains and losses ahead of this morning's opening bell on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow futures are up 19 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 71. This is SRN News. Christian relief agencies are heading to Asia.
Indonesia, Thailand, Malaysia, and Sri Lanka have been hammered by a series of cyclones, leaving more than 1,000 people dead and more than 1 million homeless. An army of Christian relief groups are already on the ground. Baptist World Aid is providing food rations, first aid kits, and emergency shelters. Convoy of Hope is whipping up hot meals for people in refugee camps, as well as handing out cleanup supplies in aid of the recovery. Michael Harrington reporting.
A University of Oklahoma instructor has been placed on leave after a student complained about receiving a failing grade on a paper. The student argued that her paper, which used the Bible to claim that belief in multiple genders is demonic, was unfairly given a grade of F. The school has issued a statement saying OU remains firmly committed to fairness, respect, and protecting every student's right to express sincerely held religious beliefs. This is SRN News. A former National League MVP and five-time All-Star headed to Cooperstown.
Jeff Kent has been elected to baseball's Hall of Fame by the Contemporary Era Committee.
It's a true honor.
Steroid-tainted stars Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens were among seven players who fell short once again. Kent appeared on 14 of 16 ballots. The five-time All-Star won the NL MVP award with San Francisco in 2000. Carlos Delgado received 9 votes, followed by Don Mattingly and Dale Murphy with 6 each. Bonds, Clemens, Gary Sheffield, and Fernando Valenzuela each received fewer than 5 votes. Kent will be inducted at the Hall in Cooperstown on July 26th. I'm Gethin Coolball.
It was a star-studded night at the Kennedy Center. President Trump presiding over last night's gala. A group of pop culture icons celebrated at the annual Kennedy Center Honors, recognized for their influence on American culture and the arts. SRNNews.com.